Hey everyone, this is Jeff from Love Your Customer and this is episode 156, and on this episode I want to talk about the manufacturing and about the supply chain and how artificial intelligence can be applied in this particular sector and how beneficial it can be. And as well as I want to talk about the Internet of Things, where the inventory is communicating with the manufacturing or the supply chain about the possible requirement of the inventory over the next period of time, as well as being able to find out the rate of inventory depletion and being able to place orders for the upcoming months and weeks would be really the task from the omnichannel. To be precise, omnichannel gathers all the information from the point of sale to the inventory to the supply chain, logistics and the manufacturing. So when we take into that into effect, so how AI can be deployed in this space is AI could be used in the inventory management, where by the use of Internet of Things, the inventory management softwares can communicate with the manufacturing units about the rate of change of sales that's happening from region to region, and based on which there can be a prediction model with artificial intelligence, machine learning, to give us a forecast on what will be the possible quantity or volume of inventory required over the next period of 6 to 1 year time. So using that information, the manufacturing units can be altered along with the purchase of raw materials. So when we take into effect about what will be the possible volume of products to be produced and what's the optimum value of products that need to be delivered on a weekly or a monthly basis, and what are the logistics timeline or what are the timeouts for the arrival of the container ship or the containment from point A to point B or from manufacturing to the warehouse. So how does it work? How the artificial intelligence can be deployed is, it's all about pattern recognition. It's all about identifying how the inventories are depleted over a period of time and what regions are sucking up most inventories. And with that overview and with that information, the machine learning models can predict what will be the requirement for the products over the next period of 6 to 1 year time or 2 years time, and the manufacturing unit, the line of production can be altered based on which, and there can be a real-time feedback from the Internet of Things, where you get up-to-date information about the product sale, if there is a more inventory requirement or there is a overpiling of stocks. Either ways, it can be adjusted when you get real-time info on the products and the nature of change of sale or the pattern in which the consumer behavior changes. All these variables can be tracked and put into effect and be get a optimized manufacturing supply chain, warehouse, inventory, sales management systems that can optimize the retail as well as manufacturing operations or wholesale operations from being at a level at the present now to a level that's far above. Giving new perspectives in every aspect is what drives innovation, and that's where artificial intelligence will be driving the manufacturing, the inventory, the supply chain, the logistics, and the sale, warehouse, and customer behavior. Everything all under one roof in the AI. Hey everyone, this is Jeff from Love Your Customer, and this is episode 157. And on this episode, I want to talk specifically about how the voice technology and Internet of Things is playing out, and how the upcoming retail store operations will be affected. Since we have gone into all online markets, next 3 months are going to be really crucial for companies that are selling products to the consumer, either through the e-commerce online platforms, like can be through website, can be through Shopify, Etsy, or it may be through Facebook or Instagram or Pinterest or even Snapchat. It can be either way, even YouTube, or you can be an influencer. On any note, I just want to talk about specifically about the increase of the voice technology and the use of voice by the consumers have increased significantly. If we take over the last 1 year period of time, even Google reports that one in every five Google searches are made through voice. So that's really a significant amount of customers who are using some type of voice bot or voice assistant on their phone, on their maybe they have a device like Alexa or Echo Bot or Google Home, or they are just using the Google Assistant on their Android phones or the Apple Siri, which is one of the long-standing voice bots I've seen, which is integrated into the Apple iPhone series. So there is a big portion of people who are looking into the voice technology, who are looking into the voice space, and it's really a opening up of platforms when compared to the Facebook, all the other channels. The voice shows a significant improvement as it saves time for people. People no longer have to type a long paragraph to the Facebook, or if they want to update a status, they can do it through voice at a fraction of time when compared to typing it out. So by that way, people can really save time. So that's one aspect that's going to drive people to this technology, and being able to enhance the people's experience. So how does it play out? Because it's all based on artificial intelligence, it can effectively maintain your finances, your groceries, your retail products, what you're buying month over month, since it's a smarter way to identify where are the lowest pricing that's available nearby or on the online platform. So it basically works for you, and it finds out the best deals, best offers for your phone, television, grocery, retail, restaurant, or even holidays, visits, anything. So it's like a assistant, or it gives what you want. It's a personalized bot. That's why it's gonna really enhance the customers' daily activities, and that's why it's gonna win, because people are going to use the voice technology to play their favorite music, to play their favorite station. To be precise, people don't like to listen to stuff that they don't want to listen. They want to listen to podcasters, or they want to listen to people who they like to listen, or what topic they would like to listen. So that all plays out with the voice technology giving personalization to consumer. That's where the voice space is really winning consumer over other online social platforms. So it's really mounting and taking off. So keep an eye on it. If you're a business or retail store, try getting on the voice platform, especially on Amazon Alexa. Thanks for listening, guys. Do check out our website, www.amazon.com. loveyourcustomer.com for product recommendations.